Are you a consultant or dreaming of the day that you make the transition to one? Then you're in the right place. Hello, and welcome to the Global Consultant Podcast, where we introduce you to the life of a consultant and what it takes to make it in the consulting business. In each episode, we will present you with challenges faced, lessons learned, and aspirations realized. By listening, we hope to help coach you as you may consider a life of consulting with its many trials and benefits. Oxford Global Resources specializes in finding the best consultants in engineering, life sciences, information technology, lab services, and healthcare. And we're here to offer tips on how to get started if you've made the choice to transition from employee to consultant and how to navigate those obstacles along the way. Let's begin.
Okay. Hello, Mariana, and welcome to the Global Consultant Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Regan. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me here.
Good, and thank you for joining me. We're really excited to have you on. I think you bring a different perspective of our first two consultant interviews, so I'm really excited to have you on. Just to get yourself introduced a little bit, do you just want to tell us how long you've been a consultant, what your role is in consulting, you know, just the basics.
Oh, absolutely. So I have been a consultant for a little over 7 years now. My role is usually dependent on the type of consulting contract that I am signing with a client. So it could be various things from support to implementation to being a trainer. And then my favorite when it's a mix of everything, just because it keeps things fun and exciting and just really taking it a whole different fun direction. So it just really depends on what the client's needs are.
Great. So you've been a consultant for 7 years, which is a long time. So how did you get started out as a consultant? You know, like how did you decide that the full-time 9 to 5 or, you know, whatever it may have been, wasn't for you and you wanted to transition to being a consultant?
Great question. So what made me really look towards the side of consulting, and to be quite frank with you, I did not even know that consultant roles were a thing at the time when I initially got introduced to it. A few months prior to me discovering the consultant role and just the consultant world in general, I was looking for different opportunities to really change the direction of my role and my work at that time and point in my life. And it was one of those things that just truly kind of walked into my life and introduced itself. And my selling point, of course, just like with most consultants loving to travel, it was as soon as I heard that you can travel, make a living, and pretty much see the world as you work. It sounded like the most perfect balance and combination. And initially it was a little terrifying. It was risky just because of that major change of going from a full time of knowing where and, you know, what I have to be doing to a role that was requiring a lot more flexibility in a world of unknown. And I just decided to take the risk and have been riding that, that wave of the consulting world ever since then. And I've loved every moment of it.
I was just going to say, so you're clearly happy that you made the switch. I know you talked about, like, you know, the risks that there were. Like, were there any other apprehensions you had right away other than, you know, not necessarily knowing if you were going to have a job all the time, or like, how did you navigate that?
That was definitely one of the contributing factors of me being a little bit more timid as far as taking the consulting role. But the biggest thing that I really, that first thing that came to mind outside of the work factor was being away from my comfort zone, which was, you know, the city I grew up in, my family, the friends that I had. It was just everything just kind of had to be left behind, in a sense to say, even though it would be temporarily. And I would have to somehow find a way to fit an entire life in a luggage. So that was definitely one of the struggles that just kind of made me stop and think, can I do this? I've never been away from my family and friends for this long, but it honestly ended up working itself out. And I feel like it if anything, it made a lot of the bonds and friendships that I have even grow a little bit more fonder in the love and the time that we get to spend with one another now.
Was there any point in your 7-year tenure that you've been a consultant where you thought, I'm not sure I can do this anymore, or you didn't want to live out of a suitcase or anything like that?
There actually was a time that I would pretty much call it a little dry patch in my career, where things just kind of vanished into thin air as far as opportunities and work goes. So it was really kind of living off of the funds that I had created throughout the last few months prior to that time and period of not having work, that I really had to rely on that support. It was a time where I really did stop and think, is this for me? Am I okay with this major unknown of when my next contract or work is going to come? But even during that time, I just really took a lot of that quiet time to really self-reflect and really get oriented with the personal goals that I did have in the consulting firm. And I feel like, if anything, that made me come back so much more stronger and wiser and more oriented in the direction that I wanted to go ahead and take my career.
Yeah, I'm sure that that was actually kind of a nice break, you know, somewhat of a sabbatical.
Yes.
Again. So going back to your, you know, traveling being one of the things that drew you to consulting in the first place, is that something you've always enjoyed? Is that like the reason or one of the overarching reasons that you decided that this was the lifestyle for you?
So traveling has always been a really great desire. Ever since I was a child, I've always dreamt of seeing the world, seeing everything the world has to offer. And so I think when the opportunity just really presented itself in my life, where I would not only be able to travel, but I would also be able to work along with the travel aspect, it really felt like the most perfect, happy balance that could be presented as far as work goes, which again, played a really big influence in the decision that I made to hit the road, pretty much, so to say. So yeah, I've always loved traveling. I've always loved discovering places, going somewhere I've never been, and just really meeting different people, being exposed to different cultures and backgrounds, and seeing what normal is in all areas of life in the world.
Have you traveled anywhere outside of the U.S. for work, or has it kept you within the United States?
So I have been, I've been lucky to be able to work in Canada twice, which has been a very pleasant experience, just because I've not only been able to see Canada, but also be able to be exposed and work with some of the most amazing providers that I got to work out there with. So seeing the differences in our Americanized medicine versus Canadian. I've gotten that opportunity to work out in Canada as well. And I really enjoyed every moment of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely a different experience. I know very little about the, you know, Canadian healthcare system, but from what I do know, it is very different from ours.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a pleasant different, definitely, yeah. Has its perks, just like anything else, but it was a great exposure to really see, again, kind of going back to that normalcy of how medicine is practiced in different parts of the world.
Yeah, I'm sure that's super interesting. So obviously the consultant lifestyle is, you know, pretty crazy. Your hours are, you know, different than a normal full-time 9-to-5. So do you get the chance to explore the cities that you've been in? What do you do for fun when you're not working?
That's a really good point, when I'm not working. So it really
a few
depends.
Hours.
Exactly. Sometimes I'm even lucky to have dinner at the end of the day. But no, that's honestly one of the great challenges is when you're a consultant, you learn how to make time for things, especially the things that you love. You really want to get to grasp onto every moment of, you know, wherever you are. So I do make it a point, and just really depending on the consulting role that I have at that time and point, if I'm unable to during those days off if I get any, a big if on that. But when I do have the opportunity, I absolutely take every initiative I can to explore the surrounding areas. If I do have some breaks and time in between contracts, I'll also make it a point that once my work duties have been fulfilled and completed, I will definitely give myself some of that additional time to really go explore, do a road trip across the state that I'm possibly in. I'm totally geeky and nerdy when it comes to museums and history. So that's definitely always a point that I try to make, to at least visit a couple of museums, something historic about the area that I'm, you know, currently working in. And of course, a very big lover of nature. So I definitely make it a point to, you know, if I can disappear into a forest or see some mountains, definitely don't lose out on that opportunity. I always jump on that.
That's great. Sounds like you make the best of wherever you are. Have you ever been anywhere that's like so remote where there's literally nothing around you to do and you just are like, why am I here?
Oh, yes. That actually is. And the biggest impact the smaller places really play on, and again, it kind of comes with that consulting role and the lifestyle that you choose, but I have certain dietary restrictions, so being in smaller, secluded areas is always that challenge of, so what do I eat? How do I make this work? You know, so I have worked in very small places where the entire town, the two towns combined together, was less than a 5,000 population. And being a girl from LA, being used to that very big go-go city lifestyle, you know, just seeing the same people throughout town multiple times a day. It's very different. It's a very different lifestyle for sure.
I can speak to that. I live in a very small town of less than 250 people. So
so yes, you definitely know what I'm talking
about. I definitely can understand that. We thankfully live in a tourist area, so the population goes up tenfold in the summer. But yeah, I can understand how it is can be challenging for those. But you know, I'm sure that's really exciting and in a weird way.
Yes, it is. If anything, what I really like about the smaller secluded places, you're not in a rush. So you're truly existing in wherever area that you're in. Right. You're able to take in so much more. There isn't that rush of getting to work, the traffic, you know, how long is this going to take me, which, you know, the normal city lifestyle, that's part of the norm. Whereas the secluded area, you might just, you know, be at work in 5 minutes solid. And that's your right. daily commute, which is so refreshing to me. Very different.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a slower lifestyle and a slower pace of life where, you know, I'm sure getting away from the city every once in a while is nice. I can understand that city life is probably more up to speed, more your style. But well, it's cool that you've had a lot of different experiences in a lot of different places. I think that would be, you know, one of the best parts of consulting, not just, you know, having really exciting assignments and making a difference, but also, you know, living your life the way that you want to live it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you really get to see what everyone's different lifestyle, everybody's, you know, day-to-day looks like in a smaller atmosphere. It's really refreshing to see the different, pretty much, how do I say it? The different ways that we can all live our lives, but yet we still complete those same tasks of, you know, coexisting, yeah. Whether it's working, whether it's, you know, grabbing right. the items that we need from a grocery store. So it's really nice to see how all of that flows, but in a different way in different areas. So it gives you a different yeah. perspective of life.
I would say, especially in the healthcare space as well. I mean, you're all sort of looking for the same goal, I would say. So doing it in completely different lifestyles, essentially, has got to be interesting to see.
Oh, absolutely. In a city emergency department, on average, maybe the wait is about 4 to 6 hours, where a smaller town, you are, you know, registered and in through the door within, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes. So very big difference as far as, you know, again, wait times go, how quick whatever is needed can be addressed. So very different as far as the pace applies to all aspects of life.
Yeah, I'm sure. Talk a little bit about navigating some of those relationships that you talked about when you were deciding between full-time and the consultant lifestyle. I know you mentioned that it was hard for you to walk away from family and friendship. How did you navigate those relationships and nourish them while you were away for, you know, weeks at a time?
Very, very good question. Actually, with the challenges that came with the distance, I also learned that over time, distance really does make the heart grow fonder. I'm a very firm believer in that. I think during those times and periods of distance, even now, being away from everyone I love and my known little world, you really emphasize the importance of being present, being available whenever you are with your loved ones, whether it be family, whether it's friends, you know, any other form of relationship in your life. You really want to cherish and soak in every moment of it when you are surrounded by those amazing people that support you from afar. Initially, it was a lot of, you know, planning prior to getting into town. So I still really emphasize on that. I really try to make it a point to make sure that, you know, I let friends and family know I'll be visiting, I'll be there for a certain amount of time so that we could really try and get the most out of those few hours sometimes, or the couple of days that I can have when I'm there. We really try to make the most of it. So a lot of it is, of course, virtually. Thank goodness for cell phones, because I really feel like it's such a big role. You know, if they play such a big role in our life as far as communicating, staying in touch. So it's really nice to see that real time, even though I'm far from everyone. To get on a little quick FaceTime call, a Zoom call, I'm able to see the faces of my loved ones, at least from afar. It really makes a really big difference. So we try to do everything that we can with holding certain traditions, going to certain places when I'm there, so that we can really make it a happy medium for all of us.
Yeah, and I'm sure even over your 7 years, that has changed a ton, just technology-wise.
Absolutely, definitely. I think especially in the last couple of years, the virtual environment has been so heavily influenced in all of our lives one way or another, whether it's work, whether it's, you know, personal, family, friends, our language of communication. So we definitely, at least with my family, once a day, we have a little FaceTime session just so I can see with my own eyes everyone is doing well. And, you know, same goes for them. They're okay with me being afar and being okay from, you know, from a distance. So we really try to make it an effort and make it a daily thing. Routine comes into play. It's a very major key when it comes to, you know, staying in touch with everyone. You really have to have that, even reminders. Sometimes I do set little reminders for myself so that way I don't forget, I don't get caught up in the chaos of my life of trying to get onto a flight, being in meetings, doing a training, or, you know, just kind of the go that I have, just so I don't forget to speak with those that I love on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's super important. Kind of going from family to friendship, have you seen, you know, any friendship change? Have you lost friends? If you can talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I think that was probably more challenging than the distance from my family, just because my family knew the personal goals that I had setting forward into the consulting world. It definitely, certain friendships did grow apart, but for all good reasons. You know, there just comes a time and point in your life where paths just take a different direction. So when that did happen, it was just a complete understanding of the good times that I shared with those individuals, and just really wishing everyone that I shared a path with at one point, you know, the best, just because certain things that we decide to do in our life don't always go aligned with the path of others, which is absolutely fine. I've learned being in the consulting world, that's it's very normal. And so with that, I do think that certain relationships did grow. Certain friends that I still have till this day really supported me from that point up until today. They completely understand and respect the path that I've chosen. So of course, you know, those are the ones that you really cherish and hold close to your heart, just because during those, in a sense to say, alone times, it was them that never failed to just check up on me and make sure I was okay on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And just a good point of, you know, your friendship group may grow smaller, but at the same time, those are probably much more important relationships to you to this day. You know, it's a quality over quantity thing, I would say. Did you ever feel like you were missing out on certain things within a friend group, or do you feel differently about those things to this day? I'm sure you had to, you know, get over certain things like not seeing people for their birthdays or holidays all the time. Was that something that was a challenge?
That's a really good point. Actually, up until this day, that's one of the challenges of the consulting world, at least within my life. You sometimes are stuck between the this idea of, am I missing out on my family and my loved ones for the idea of, you know, creating a certain lifestyle, having a certain type of career? But with all things in life, everything is, I feel like, a give and take. So wherever I lack that time or that attention that I, you know, of being present at that time and point, it's not something that just because I wasn't there on that day, it was, you know, it's forgotten. I definitely have learned to really find certain ways where, even though I'm physically not present, where I should have been that during that time and point or that celebration, I still make it a point to make sure the flowers were delivered, a gift was sent, a call was made. So, you know, it's not one of those things where I just RSVP as no and kind of let it be forgotten. I think it's very important to still be present as much as we can, regardless of the physical barriers and the distance. And again, this is the path that I've chosen. So with all things come the ups and downs, and that's kind of one of the downs. So when I do have that opportunity to be present, as I mentioned, I cherish that with my whole heart, and I really hold on to that opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing to think about when, you know, you are considering consulting, because I'm not necessarily sure that everybody thinks that way, and they probably just assume, you know, it's going to be fine. All of these relationships, all of these things are going to be okay. And I think it's definitely a big decision, but obviously one that you've felt is, you know, more rewarding, not only to you personally, but it sounds like your family and friends are extremely supportive of your lifestyle, which I'm not sure everybody has. So you're probably one of the lucky ones, I would say.
Definitely. I definitely think I'm very lucky and blessed to be surrounded by a good core of, you know, human beings in my life. And I really do appreciate them and the love that I see and the support that, you know, the cheers that I get for every milestone I'm able to reach. And it's, of course, it's always more pleasant to cheers a glass of champagne, you know, across the table from one another. But again, we'll pop the champagne over FaceTime and, you know, we'll, of course, make up for it when we're together. So it's definitely very important to have good people around you. But above all, I definitely think that the consulting world teaches you one thing. That's very important. At least it's been a very big life-changing point for myself, is to learn to be your number one supporter, to be your number one fan. And I think that whenever you have that structure of self-belief that you can accomplish it, there is a reason that you're within the role that you're in. I think that really makes everyone else around you believe in the cause that or the decision that you've made to have a certain type of lifestyle or a role. Because after all, when people do love you, a big part of love is that support. And if that support is, you know, rounded in well-being, you always want the people that you love to be doing their best, to be feeling good, to be feeling happy and healthy. And I think that's a really big, you know, link that goes together, believing in yourself so that everyone else around you believes in you as well. They have a reason to.
Yeah, that's great. And just something to think about if, you know, somebody is thinking about being a consultant or, you know, in those first few months or years of consulting, I'm sure it got easier over time. So I think that's really good advice. So we've talked about some of the challenges. Let's talk about some of the rewarding things that you find being a consultant. So do you think that the difference between if you would have stayed full-time somewhere instead of going to consulting, do you feel like your knowledge would be in the same place?
Absolutely do not think I would be anywhere in the same place being in a full-time position. With the pace of consulting life, always being on the go, always having so many different kinds of deadlines, whether they are for contracts, whether it's client needs, it's trainings, it's meetings, just the whole kind of shebang that goes to make this really big picture for the consulting world. Being exposed to the different parts of cities, towns, having the opportunity to continue working in this flow of different groups of people, different groups of end users, providers, clients, the normalcy of things constantly being changed and revised. I think that really has added more of a rapid speed to my personal growth, to my knowledge, to really seeing how differently life functions, but it still could be achieved. You know, you still get to the finish line. It's just, it's different ways. So I really think that it has taught me to navigate through life in more ways than just one, where I feel like with full-time, you're a little bit more limited to, you know, the structure of your work life. You know, you just have your 9 to 5, you complete your work, and, you know, you just kind of look for that Friday, Saturday to come right around.
Right.
With the consulting world, that's far from our normal. So you really, again, flexibility, you have to be very flexible. It could be simple things as the seasons being different on one side of the world. It could be something as different as we all speak English, but there are certain little accents in different parts of the world. So certain things are perceived a little bit differently. So by having the amazing experience and the exposure to all these little things really makes you grow as a person, really changes your perspective. And if anything, I really do think that it brings forth a certain type of respect for everybody's way of existence, you know. So just because I grew up knowing a certain something a certain way, it doesn't apply to everywhere else. And I think that's what really the consulting world has shown me multiple times over and over, with each assignment being in a different location. I'm reminded of that every single time. And so I'm grateful to the consulting world. Again, it's been a very life-changing decision, even though initially it was that fear of, will I make it? Where will it go? But I think, part of being the consulting world is going with the flow of things sometimes. You can't really go too hard against the grain. So that's also one of the things that it's been a great influence in my life, to not force things, to let things kind of go a little bit more organically with its own rhythm and flow. And you really start to see that things do align. So I definitely think that I've grown in ways that I maybe didn't think were possible, or it wasn't really something that I would have thought I wanted to grow in, just because, you know, I had no knowledge of these certain things I've learned on the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you not only have grown in your career tenfold, but you've also been able to grow personally. You've grown culturally, which is not something that I can say being a full-time employee that I do on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's awesome. What would be your best advice for somebody either looking to get into consulting or just starting out on that path?
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions. So when it comes to the consideration and the thought process of, you know, looking towards a world of consulting, be open-minded. The more open-minded you are, the more flexible you are, the more success you will find on your path. And I don't just mean career-based success. It's some of the things that I've mentioned throughout our conversation today. Personal growth, meeting incredible people that, you know, you didn't know that your life really needed that influence, that love, the warmth that they can bring. Being open-minded and flexible plays such a key role in how far you can go in the consulting world, and how much more minimal, the issues that you face on the road can be. The consulting world, you are leaving all that is known, all that is comfort, all that is home, just kind of being a little bit more of a modern nomad. So with that being said, you really have to understand that things are going to be different. Things are not always going to go the way that you envisioned it. And that's totally okay. Because sometimes we're so focused on how we want certain things to go without understanding that life may have a better plan or a better path for us up ahead. So being open-minded and flexible, I think, allows you to not have any kind of blockage within your vision, within your idea or your perception of what your path should be like. And instead, it allows you to just really be present. It allows you to really exist in your surrounding and take on so many different kinds of opportunity, whether it's personal, whether it's career related, or, you know, whatever it is within your heart that you're looking for when looking towards the consulting world. It's a very different game. It's not, if anything, there is a lot of things that are not normal, whether it's the hours, whether it's the distance, whether it's, you know, the remote areas that you may possibly work in. So I think by having those two key things in mind prior to going into the consulting world, really kind of having that at the core of everything will really build a strong foundation for you to be a successful consultant on the road and make it a little bit more easier and painless to achieving your personal goals, whatever they may be.
I think that's great advice. And I think that's one of my favorite questions that I ask every consultant that I've interviewed so far, because all of your answers have been so vastly different. But I think that's great advice, you know, be able to get out of your comfort zone and especially just if you try it, you try it, but at least you're trying it. You know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I think those that really put all of their, I don't want to say marbles in one basket, and, you know, fully expose themselves into this consulting world, you know, it's a lot of them have success. You've had success, obviously. And I just think that's really great advice.
Yeah, as you kind of said with the comment about, you know, having all your marbles in one place, a big life, a big, huge chunk of our life is all based on the risks that we take. So I think that at least you should try. You know, I think it's a great opportunity to at least, I recommend it to everyone I know to hit the road for a year of your life. You really see how quickly you can grow. And if you don't like it, if it's not something that you enjoy, then that's absolutely fine as well. It's not for everyone. But at least, you know, within your heart, you know that you tried, it didn't work out, and now it's time to look towards a different path. So I definitely think taking risks in life is a very important contributing factor of your personal growth, your success, being aligned with your path. After all, it's those roads that are less traveled that we find the most, you know, beautiful experiences on at the end of the day, at least, you know, with my own personal experiences.
Well, I think that's great advice. And I think that that is a great place to end today. So thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for all of your really great insight. And it was just really great talking to you.
Thank you so much. This was such a wonderful opportunity, and I really hope that it is a positive influence for anyone that is looking towards the consulting world. Do it. Go see the world. Enjoy it. Meet a lot of amazing people that are waiting to meet you. It's truly a wonderful world to experience, at least, you know, some point of your life, wherever that may be.
Thanks for tuning into our episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. We look forward to the next episode, but in the meantime, if you're interested in starting your role in consulting with Oxford Global Resources, contact us at www.oxfordcorp.com. That's OXFORDCORP.com, and head to our careers page. You can also find us on LinkedIn by searching Oxford Global Resources. We'll catch you on the next episode.